When I was in Iceland recently, it became kind of painfully obvious to me just how little I knew about myself and about who I am and where I've come from and all those people that have gone before me. This is the Warrior's Way podcast, episode 147, and I'm James Eek, and we're going to walk around and talk and hopefully make it across this street that always wants to seemingly jump out and get me. Like I was saying, it was really obvious to me just how much can get lost. If you think about it, for most of us that live outside of the places where our people came from, so those of us that are, you know, listening to this from the US, from Canada, from Australia, from New Zealand, from, you know, all over the place. And not just that, maybe your people came from, you know, Africa and you're living in Europe, or your people were from Asia and you're living in some different part of Asia, or going on and on. Like I said, it's a little unsettling just how little we know about all of our history, the bits and pieces that make you up. And it's easy to forget just how important that is too, like in a very real and obvious way. All those ancestors that are responsible for you living and breathing, they're just as important as you are. They live their lives so that you can be here. Lots of them suffered more than any of us can imagine. If you think about it, humans have been around for a very long time. There used to be gigantic monsters that both literal and figuratively that wandered around and looked at us like we were a tasty treat. And humans lived through that. Somehow you're here because of all that. And it's so easy in our day-to-day to forget that there's this history of us that's, you know, within you. You are, in a very real way, you're an ambassador of your people. You're an ambassador of all the people that went before you. You're an ambassador of the nation, or maybe, I guess even a better way, the tribes, the villages, the cultures that are all inside of you. When you meet somebody, you should be, you just say, "Hey, nice to meet you, Ambassador so-and-so." Because in a very real way, that's what you are. We all are. And when I was in Iceland and I saw just how much the Norse that I had somehow thought had, you know, living in North America, that I had thought had kind of drifted away, it's still very much alive there. Because these are people that live with that identity every day. And I imagine it's the same in a lot of places that have held on to who they are and what they are, and have understood that their stories and their language and their songs and their art and their culture, all these things are so important. Because when we start to lose that, we lose more than the little bits that you think that you're going to lose. And a lot of these things have come and gone, you know, because of so-called progress. You know, Christianity 1,000 years ago in Iceland, it did a number on getting rid of some of the stories and the religion, and different aspects, but thankfully there were people that still preserved enough. And here in North America, especially in Canada, we are going through what we call a period of reconciliation with our First Nations people. And this is partially about recognizing just how important it is that we help to preserve part of that and be supportive in those First Nations people in preserving their culture and their history. And it's just as important for all of us to remember that and to hold on to that as well. Now, I'm going to say this right now. There's a lot of nut jobs out there that believe that, you know, like Norse elements should be just for white Europeans. And you're a glue bag if you think that, right? Any stories that people want to preserve, whether you are, you know, this shade or that shade, or your people come from here, or your people come from there, they're still good stories. And there's no reason why people can't appreciate and acknowledge those things. In fact, I think it's awesome when people do that. You know, you don't have to be a First Nations person to appreciate First Nations culture, for instance. You don't have to be Japanese to appreciate Japanese stories and such. So, yeah, all of you folks out there who, you know, want to appropriate things and use it in racist rants and racist worldviews, you need to do better, right? We can all appreciate things and we can all achieve far more when we work together. Or else, you know what, we end up having the same problems that we've had since forever, where things disappear because of these backwards, racist, and stupid viewpoints. Anyways, off of my soapbox about that. So racism, bad. Do not fall into that. And for all of you that are, you know, of the ancestry, that Norse-type things meant something, don't be afraid of embracing that just because you didn't know that there's some white supremacists out there who also thinks that, you know, these symbols or stories or whatever are cool. In fact, be vocal about the fact that none of that has to do with racism and put an end to that kind of stupidity. Now, why is all of this important? It's, if you think about it, it's part of who you are. It's part of what has mattered to the people in such a long timeline. It's almost inconceivable that we could somehow just throw away these stories and this understanding. It made me feel kind of sad in a lot of ways that this is what can happen. And I understand, a lot of people left wherever they were for greener pastures because life back home maybe wasn't so great. You know, you're running from tyranny, you were running from jerks with bad attitudes about different ideologies. You were running away from a whole lot of sort of things and probably wanted a new life. So it's understandable. And plus, you know, groupthink is it's a thing. And it's an unfortunate reality. I personally think that everybody should be able to be comfortable to still have their culture, have their language, wherever they live. You know, when you see these people shouting out somebody because they're speaking a different language, and telling them that they should be speaking English. Like, it's just so obtuse. When you go to Europe, people speak many languages. It's only us uneducated North Americans that tend to speak one or two. And it's not a bad thing to be able to, you know, talk to other people in other places. So, how do we embrace who we are while living somewhere else in another time? And that is something that each of us, I think, have to figure out. It's so easy in, you know, things like martial arts, for instance, or yoga, or, you know, different, maybe we're in Buddhism, for people to latch on to cultural distinctiveness from those different places where their practice came from. You know, so somebody does karate and then they embrace everything that is Japanese, for instance. Or someone starts doing yoga and they start to, you know, embrace everything Indian. And all of that is good. Don't get me wrong. I have no problem with that whatsoever. And in fact, I think that the more you learn about other cultures, the more you can learn how important other cultures are. So I think that is all actually really excellent. In fact, I think you should study multiple things so you can appreciate multiple cultures and multiple stories and multiple philosophical and religious and, you know, esoteric standpoints. Because then you start to see that truth is something that is universal. But I think just as important, we need to look into ourselves and understand, just like I said, that we are an ambassador in a very real way for the people and places and things that we have come from. So it really behooves you to dig down deep and to examine all those things that are, you know, made of you and you are made of. Maybe you had your DNA tested and you know that you have Eastern European roots. But have you looked into what that means? Have you looked into the religions of the Eastern Europeans? Have you looked into their stories? Have you looked into their music? Have you looked into even things like, you know, cool movies that have come from that place? Because what you'll find is in the faces and the places and in the people, you'll see yourself. When I was in Iceland, that was the one thing that I was really, when I first got there, so amazed by. When I'm looking at these people, I could see part of me. And that's not something that I had experienced before. I've never been to a Scandinavian country before. I've never been to a place that is Norse to the core still. And it was a liberating and welcoming, and it felt like coming home. It felt like coming home in a way that you don't feel outside of that place. It's a different feeling. It's a different feeling. I imagine what I thought to myself, it's probably, you know, if you're a certain type of dog and you suddenly find out, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, like for, say, a lab. The first time it jumps in the water and it's like, oh my gosh, I love swimming in the water. Oh, somebody threw something in the water for me to catch. This is literally the best experience of my entire life. Because that's what they are for. That's their element. That's where they're from. Well, not where they're from, but pretty darn close. Problem with the lab is once it gets in the water, it doesn't want to get out. And for all of us, it's the same. Now, I'm not saying we should all just go back to where we're from. I'm not saying that, you know, because the reality is we're all from everywhere if you go back far enough. If you go back far enough, then we should all, you know, experience what it's like in Africa. Or if you go even back further, I guess we should all experience what it's like to be some sort of weird amphibian crawling out of the ocean. But that's not entirely a bad thing to think about either. I mean, the reality is we've all been many things in our ancient past, and it's all brought us here. So what we're talking about is digging deeper, looking past the surface of what we've got to more of where we've been and how we got here. I've mentioned before, I think, that it's very important that we appreciate and show respect for those ancestors of our lineage, I guess you could call it. So our ancestors who, you know, gave us the thing that we love, you know. Maybe you love playing the saxophone, so the lineage of all those great saxophonists. Or maybe you love painting, so acknowledging the lineage of all those people that allowed you to become a painter. But it's equally important, or maybe even more important, that we acknowledge and embrace the lineage of those blood ancestors, the ones that went through unknown things that all of them went through so that you could be there. Things that would horrify you and keep you up all night, I'm sure. And when we do that, we start to understand ourselves more. So take the time. Read the stories that you can find about those people that came before you. If you have like a family history, find out about it. If you have a chance to study the real stories, I mean what some people would call the mythology of those people, study that. Study everything and anything that you can so that you can understand more about who you are. And just like, you know, that you're going to read in your karate classes about Gichin Funakoshi or Miyagi Sensei or whoever, when you read about the people and places and things of those people that you're an ambassador of, it's going to put more into your life. And that's a great feeling. It's great knowing that you're part of something that is actually epic, and you're a chapter in that. And that's what training's about. It's about going deeper. It's about seeing what's under the surface. It's about pushing. It's about research. And it's about learning. And none of us is ever done with that. If you like this podcast, give it 5 gold stars. Check out our website, warriorsway.ca. And until next time, train hard, have fun, be a good friend. Thanks a lot.